Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of what it means to have eternal life. If you're a Christian, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, if you've been born again, you now have in you something that you didn't have before. It's the uncreated eternal life of God. We've already covered a whole lot of ground in this series. I'd like to repeat everything I've already said because everything I'm going to say this week is dependent on what I've already said. If you've missed any of these previous lessons, you can contact us. We'll send them to you. You can go to our website and find this week's radio broadcast and also this series in lesson form. I need to really just jump right in because we've got a lot to cover here in this week. We're making the point that Christianity is not being good and trying hard. I believe in being good and trying hard. It's about transformation. We're transformed from unholy, unrighteous children of the devil into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God by receiving eternal life. Through the new birth, we receive way more than the forgiveness of sins. We receive a new nature, the life of God. And that life makes us, that nature makes us literal sons of and daughters of God by birth. Whatever's in that life is in us now. The condition of our spirit becomes the basis of our identity. And although the new birth takes place in our spirit, and our emotions and our mind or our soul and our bodies are not directly affected, it's God's desire that that life in us, in our spirit, be expressed to the world around us and affect our mind, our emotions, and our body in the process. This entrance of eternal life into our spirit is the beginning of a process that will ultimately transform our entire being, conforming it to the image of Jesus Christ when our body is resurrected. Our soul, our mind, and our emotions, and our body were not directly affected by the new birth, but it's God's plan that we have outward expression of these inward changes in our soul and body. Now, this won't happen automatically. Every Christian has undergone this marvelous inward transformation, but very few Christians know about it. That's why we're taking time to teach it. We have to know what we are and what we have because we're born of God, and we have to believe it in order to experience the effects of it now in this life. God in you wants to be strength. God in you wants to be power. See, we spend a lot of time asking God to give us what we already have. Oh, God, give me more strength. Well, he's already given you strength. It's in you. He's in you is strength. You can't get more strength than God in you by his life. We say, oh, God, give me more patience. Give me more joy. I need more peace. Give me wisdom. You're united to patience. You're filled with joy in your spirit. You're filled with peace in your spirit. You're united to wisdom. Oh, God, give me healing. The healer's in you by his life. Few Christians realize that God wants to work in you and through you. We think he wants to work on us from the outside. He wants to work in us and through us. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll discuss that in more detail later on in the week. So let me approach this systematically. This inward life won't show up outwardly unless we know what we have and believe it. We have to learn to see ourselves as we truly are, according to God, because we've been born again, so that we can walk in the light of it. The last thing I read yesterday was 2 Corinthians 5:16, where we're told that we're no longer to assess ourselves according to what we see outwardly. We're to assess ourselves according to the inward changes because we're born again. Now, to find out what those changes are, we have to look in the mirror of the Word of God. We have to find out who and what we are because we're born again from the Word of God. But when we know what we are because we're born of God and believe it, we'll experience the effects of it in our life. Now, we hear a lesson like this. I've seen this happen over and over, and we get inspired to try to feel or detect the life of God in us. I've seen people do it sitting in lessons. You can see they're just trying to feel if they can feel God in them. Is that goosebump God? What is it? And then we try real hard to draw it out of us and make something happen and get frustrated when nothing happens. Perhaps you can relate to this. But see, we're trying to do God's part instead of our part. God's part is to provide the experience. Our part is to believe that He's our life. See, when you're focusing on trying to make something happen, you're trying to do God's part. He is the one who provides the experience. Our part is to believe that He's our life. Now, we pointed out last week, well, we said this every week, but we went into some detail last week. One of the examples the Bible uses to describe our relationship to Jesus is vine and branch in John chapter 15. Now, such word pictures cannot fully describe our relationship to God because we're talking about an infinite being who has united himself to finite beings, but we do get helpful insight, and we discussed that particular example in some detail. By describing vine and branch, Jesus was making the point that just as a branch is able to produce fruit because it's united to the vine, you're able to produce fruit or outward evidence of the life within because you're united to the vine. See, we put the emphasis on what do I have to do to produce fruit, but his emphasis was, I'm in you to do it. The life in you will do it. Jesus is in us by his life to produce fruit or outward evidence of his life within. A branch doesn't have to make fruit grow. It simply has to be united to the vine and partake of the life of the vine. John 15:5 says, this is Philip's translation, I am the vine itself, you are the branches. It is the man who shares my life and whose life I share who proves fruitful. God's life in us, because of our union with him, will do what it's supposed to do if we will believe it. Let me say that again. God's life in us, because of our union with him, will do what it's supposed to do if we will believe it. It's not up to us to produce the experience of Christ as our life. He is our life, whether we believe it or know it or not. We are alive because he is in us, whether we believe it or know it or not. It's not up to us to produce the experience of Christ as our life. He is our life. He's your life right now, whether you know it or believe it. But if you want to experience it in your everyday life, have evidence of it, outward evidence of it, you have to believe it. Our part is to believe and to know that God is in us by his life. That's it. Believe. Just believe. Just believe. Results producing the experience are his part. See, we try to do his part. We try to make something happen. That's his part. Your part is to believe. Now, I know our minds go tilt with this. You got to think about this. All you have to do is believe he's in you by his life to be and do in you all he's promised to be and do in you. The experiencing of it is up to him. Jesus is in us by his life to enable us to walk as he walked when he lived on this earth as a man. We've emphasized this point. Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth, he did not live as God. He lived as a man in dependence on the life of the Father in him. He said in John 6:56, I live by the Father in me. John 5:26 tells us the Father has life in himself, and he gave it to the Son to have life in himself. Why would God the Father have to give God the Son life? Well, it's because God the Son didn't live as God when he was on this earth. He lived as a man, and he needed the life of the Father in him to do the works of the Father as the Father wanted him to do. John 14:10, he said, the Father in me does the works. While Jesus was on earth, he did not live as God. He lived as a man in dependence on the life of the Father in him as an example of how sons and daughters of God live and walk, or are supposed to live and walk. Jesus, as a man, bore fruit. The works that he did were a demonstration of his Father in him, of his union with his Father. He bore fruit, or he showed outward evidence of the life within, the life of the Father in him. He did the works of his Father in him by the power of his Father in him. He bore fruit. He showed outward evidence of the life within. Jesus did the works, meaning he exercised his will and obeyed his Father. That was his part. He had to believe and he had to exercise his will. We explained last week all these analogies of vine and branch, head and body, husband and wife fall short. A branch doesn't have to exercise its will to produce fruit. We do. We have to exercise our will. We have to obey our Father, and we have to believe. Belief is a choice. You have to choose to believe what God says, despite what you see and feel. Jesus said that following his resurrection, the same kind of union relationship he had with his Father would be available to us through the new birth. Jesus is now in us by his life to help us, empower us, enable us to live in obedience to the Father and to walk in love toward our fellow man and to do the works that he did. When we believe God's word that we in our spirit are strong, righteous, patient, loving, healed, God by his life in us does the work of building that reality into our soul and our body. This isn't a gimmick or a technique we develop to produce results in our lives. This comes out of a changed perception of reality. Through the word of God, we come to know what he has made us through the new birth, and we believe it because it's so. See, Jesus is in us by his life to empower us to do the same kind of works he did. That's what he said at the Last Supper. I'm going to go to the cross, remove your sin, make union relationship possible, and the works that I do, you'll be able to do. When you exercise your will, which means believe and obey, when you exercise your will to do the works that Jesus did, what did Jesus do? He obeyed his Father, he loved his fellow man, and he destroyed the works of the devil everywhere he went. Jesus has promised to be your ability to do those things. That's what it means to be a branch of the vine. That's what will happen when you know it and believe it. When you believe he's in you by his life and believe it, he will be your ability. More tomorrow.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.